This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kessler. I can change the E to an I.
You know, we should do that. Ken Kessler.
That's a great name.
I actually like that.
Jennifer Hearn. Richard McFadden. Dudley Stefanski.
Devin. Duh. Devin.
No. Yours would be Dudley. You're changing it to Dudley.
That's a Dudley. All right, Dudley. Let's get to some of the issues of the day. A lot to talk about, actually, today. Later in the hour, Jennifer does the television report for us. Meantime, top world leaders have met for a couple of days in Europe, talking about the situation in the Ukraine. Putin. Suggested, or somebody, somehow or other, maybe Kenny, you can clarify this for me, because I'm not sure I understood the context in which the nuclear option was used. Was it because there is fear that some of the rebels will have some kind of nuclear weaponry at their hand or could be used in the Ukraine? I wasn't quite sure how that was in the focus. Also, by the way, a lot of the NATO summit, a lot of talk, obviously, about ISIS and the situation in Iraq. No wonder this week's NATO summit in Wales is considered, quote, the most important gathering of leaders in more than a decade. And so, all right, they're talking. Are they going to do something, though? We'll always be looking for action rather than yak. But back to what was attributed to Putin, something about nuclear what's-his in Ukraine. Can you clarify that?
He just said that he could see the use of a nuclear weapon as a way to break up NATO and the EU, if it came down to that.
Huh? He said using nuclear weaponry would break up the European Union? Was he suggesting it was going to come from Russia? What is he talking about?
Well, if they keep getting in his way.
Oh, really? Maybe it's time for the CIA to take a sharpshooter course over in Russia somewhere. If he's really, I mean, does he have, we all know that he has the courage of his convictions because he's surrounded by 40 bodyguards. But other than that, where does he come up with a chutzpah to say something like that and expect that it's going to, it'll bring him closer to the world.
He's been having tea with Kim Jong-un.
No, Kim Jong-un is a madman. Putin's not. Who's a very measured.
He's a short man.
Yeah, he is a short man.
But I think he's using rhetoric to kind of shake things up a little bit. Putin is very smart, and Kim Jong-un's a moron.
Yeah.
Putin is very smart, but he also sees the value of drawing the red line and using the rhetoric to draw his fans out.
Yeah, he kind of lets everybody else implode around him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's selfish.
Right.
He's a selfish little twerp. That's what he's all about. But he has a button at his disposal, and so that's why you take him a little bit more seriously, perhaps. The Bob and Maureen McDonald conviction, I find interesting, Richie.
I do, too.
Jurors decided the former governor of Virginia and his wife did perform favors for a wealthy businessman. They were charged and convicted, I think, of 11 counts.
He was charged in 11 counts, and she was charged in 8 counts, and then plus 1 count of obstruction of justice.
Mm-hmm. This is a good example of where ego gets in the way of reality. I can't get touched. I mean, it's clear that when you get involved in these sorts of things, but the money is so big and it's so tempting, you think, okay, we can hide it, get away with it, that sort of thing. Or is he just stupid?
He was just stupid.
Greedy and stupid.
Well, greedy and stupid, yes. Here's what I don't get, okay? I live here in Virginia. He was my governor. Yeah. I listened to the news.
You voted for him.
I did. I listened to the news every day and all day. And he did a decent job as governor. I mean, he ran the state pretty well. But I don't know that I've heard yet. And then yesterday I was specifically listening to the news all day to hear what in court. And I paid attention to the jury and to the trial as it was going on to hear what Johnny Williams actually got for the money he gave. There is no doubt that Johnny Williams gave Bob and McDonald and his wife money. There's no doubt. That's indisputable. Okay? I have yet to hear what Johnny Williams got for it.
Who's Johnny Williams?
Johnny Williams is the businessman that gave them the money and the cars. And
it was all from one source.
It was all from one source, right. He owns a supplement company.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And maybe I'm missing this. I'm looking at an article now. I've listened to the news for the past 24 hours. I cannot get one shred of evidence of what he got for the money he gave.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me that they convicted him on taking money for nothing. I don't know. Here's the other thing is this, okay? Look, every single governor in the country does this. Every single politician in the country does this. Maybe not to the extent that he was, where you get $165,000 worth of favors, loans, and free joyrides and planes, but they all need to be convicted now. I don't think that it's wrong that he was convicted. He definitely took money. I don't know what the guy got for it, and I would venture to say you need to prove that the guy got something for it. To make it bribery, and I think that's what their appeal is going to be. The appeal is going to be defining bribery, and I don't think they defined bribery. I think they defined excessive gifts.
There's a lot of reason to convince or to convict a lot of crooked politicians. This is pretty shaky stuff.
And you know the crazy thing about this? He was offered a plea deal before the trial even started.
Really?
To plead guilty to one small count.
But he didn't do it.
And he turned it down.
So they must have thought they could get him out of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the story of the ex-governor of Virginia. The story of Joan Rivers, who passed away at the age of 81 yesterday. A lot of people are going over a lot of one-liners, a lot of excerpts from television appearances, radio shows, et cetera, et cetera. We have our own a version of remembrance because Joan and her daughter Melissa were on this program most recently about a year ago, and there are three or four other examples, but that's the most recent one, so we'll have excerpts from that in a moment here on Good Day.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Cold
has fall covered with great brands and even better prices. Find his perfect fit with Boys Levi's 511 Skinny Fit, $29.99. And 25 to 40% off your forever favorite from Rockin' Republic. Deck the little ones in Disney from top to bottom at 25% off. And score kids' Fila shoes for $29.99 each. Plus, save even more when you shop late Friday and early Saturday. Find great brands Thursday through Sunday. Find your yes, Kohl's.
I'm still not over his suicide. I'm still furious with him. Son of a... They say to me, oh, you go to heaven, you meet Edgar. I'll kill him.
Yeah. Edgar was her husband, and yeah, he did commit suicide. And a lot of people wondered if it was because it was so difficult to live with her. The conversation that I had with her most recently and her daughter Melissa had nothing to do with that. It got started, I think, with me asking her where she was. Are you, Joan and Melissa, are you in New York or are you in L.A.? Where are the two of you?
I'm not sure. We have been so busy talking about, oh, we're going on Saturday night. We've been all over the country. We talk to anybody that has a microphone.
Yeah,
really?
I'm not sure what city we're in.
It's New York.
We have microphones. We have three of them here, and we're glad to share them all with you. I think the last time you were here, I spent more time talking to Melissa than I did to Joan. I think Joan was ticked off, Richie.
I was a little hurt.
Yeah, I think you were a little upset.
I went downstairs. I ate 22 Mounds bars.
Really?
As a Jew, you start eating.
Yeah, well, okay. I don't want you to have the 22, maybe a couple, and that'll do it. How's that?
With or without the almonds, Joan?
I make sure I eat everything that's terrible for you. I even eat the wrapper.
So sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the story here? Joan, are you living in L.A. and Melissa's home still, or what? How does this thing all come together?
Still there.
Listen how happy Melissa is.
It's usually
that.
The kids who live in the parents' home.
What's
this
going
is
on
the reverse.
Here.
Well,
parents
I don't
live
in your home. I live still in the basement.
It's not the basement. It's the guest room.
Let me explain to you. When I'm not working with Melissa, I now work in Chile as a miner.
Really?
That's how far down that room is. I have to put a canary in first before I walk in.
Do they have mirrors in the mines, Joan? That's what I want to know.
They have what in the mines?
Mirrors. Do they keep mirrors down in the mines so you make sure if you're working down there, you're looking your best all the time?
You have to look your best all the time if you're single.
Okay, so I want to know what you look like right now. Describe Joan Rivers right this minute.
Oh, I truly think a cross between Angelina Jolie and who else? Really gorgeous, Melissa.
And Marilyn Monroe.
Really?
Wow.
Oh. Marilyn, she got a little chubby. She's eating Mars bars, too.
Well, Melissa, what do you look like right now?
I look like, let's see, I'm in my bathrobe, but my hair looks good.
Oh, that's hot.
That's very good.
You gotta love radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing under my bathrobe. You know those kind of women? I have nothing under my bathrobe except the Depends.
Really?
Depends.
That kind of takes the edge off the romance.
Oh, my God.
But with all the knit tucks you've had, you look good, right? Even with the Depends.
Well, the nice thing is, when Melissa's going to kick me out, I've saved all my skin, so I've made another little person. I'll never be lonely.
You've got your own little mini-me, right?
Exactly.
Melissa, you turned out fine. I think you're a wonderful human being. Every time I've ever talked to you or seen you, I've always been very impressed with you. And isn't your mother responsible for that? Maybe not.
Melissa,
her father.
Have you reached the age yet?
Can't help me with that because I was drunk all during her primary years.
Really?
I can't remember if I brought her up well or not because I was usually sleeping it off.
Man, she's nonstop, isn't she?
On an auspicious end to that conversation, which you can hear, by the way, on the audio highlight section at DougStephan.com, where you can get a lot of the podcasts that not only have occurred this week, every hour of the program, but all kinds of things that go back a bit. Find out what we have said about some of the issues of the day. Help yourself.
Find out what we said about you.
At DougStephan.com. Right? Find out what we said about you. 21 after the hour.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Go.
Interesting that we do have a white boy playing that funky music, which is the one-hit wonder song of the day. Who is this?
I am the white boy playing that funky music, by the way. Yeah. Yes, I was.
Yes, you are. Begging in a rock and roll band.
Never had no problems. No, not me. Burning down the one night stands. Everything around me. Yeah. Got to stop feeling so low. And I decided quickly. Yes, I did. Richie says, I'm the whitest sounding white boy around.
You are the whitest guy I know, sir.
You're pretty white.
Yeah, pretty white. You'd be the biggest honky I have ever met in my life, for sure.
Dig honky, non-honky music. That's what this is. Play that funky music. This song certified platinum by this group from Steubenville, Ohio. Number one during this week in 1976. And if you know who this is, you can take advantage of our largesse by dialing 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. And then you'll get a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonders on it as the prize. So name the group at 888-302-DUG. Lead singer and guitarist is Rob Parisi. Raised in Mingo Junction, Ohio. Used to be steel mill there. Mingo Junction. Not a lot of people know where that is, even if you're in Ohio. He was disappointed at the fact that there wasn't a lot going on in his youth. The group that he's a part of here, that we're looking for the identity of, broke up for a while, and then this guy taking a job managing a steakhouse in Steubenville, Ohio.
Rock and roll, man.
That's it, rock and roll. Play that.
Play it out.
Music, black boy.
Ah. I must say,
yes,
bar none.
this is my favorite one-hit wonder that
this
we've played
jam.
Thus far. This is my jam. This is it. Bring it on.
This group was nominated for several Grammys in 1977, but they failed to come up with another hit, and they broke up in 1979. So who are these boys? Crank it up one more time, Richie.
Oh, my God.
Rob
Parisi?
I've talked.
Did you see what he's doing now? Writing and recording smooth jazz.
That's very nice.
Smooth jazz.
James, how smooth are you, sir? Good morning.
I'm pretty smooth.
How are you, if I do say so myself?
You got a little bite, though.
Yeah, yeah, sound like it.
That's it. James is smooth. Smooth James. You know, you could be, let's see, how could we, we'll do this, he could be, instead of LL Cool J, he could be S.J. Cool J. How's that?
No, he's, since he's from State Line, Pennsylvania, we'll call him State Line James.
State Line James.
Yeah.
I prefer S.J. Loves.
Hey, James, before you give us the answer, you have to sing Play That Funky Music, White Boy, for us.
Oh, man.
And your best morning voice.
You can
voice.
Do it.
No, I can't.
Oh, yes, you can. Come on. No prize if you don't sing the song.
All right. Oh, you know. Oh, man, please don't
leave. Oh. If Doug can do it.
Right. You
and
can
he's
do
the
it.
Whitest guy you know.
Oh, play that funky music, white boy.
See? He's proven.
Yeah.
All right. Wait.
You're adorable. Give him every prize we have.
All right. What's
everyone.
The, what's the name of the band, James?
Wild Cherry.
That's Wild Cherry.
Wild Cherry takes the day. So that means Smooth James wins the CD of the day, the One Who Wonder CD. Good for you, sir. Hold on just a second. 28 after on your day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You don't have to be a pet psychic. You don't need a special power to interpret what your dog says. I believe any owner, if sufficiently interested, can come to understand how their dog speaks and exactly what they're saying. Learning how to understand the language of dogs, what I refer to as doggy dialogue, can bring your relationship with your pet to new heights. The noises that a dog makes, they're called vocalizations, do not relay worded messages, of course, but they do give us an insight into your dog's emotions. Fido's barking can indicate that he's alert, fearful, or even protective. The sound of the bark reveals much about what's happening. The so-called normal bark shows alertness, but when the pitch becomes high and shrill, your dog is fearful. A deeper, more resounding bark indicates aggression. As a matter of fact, the deeper the bark and the deeper the growl, the more aggression is being shown. You know, if you watch your dog carefully every day, you can really tell their moods by their body language and the way they vocalize. They know yours. It's about time you knew theirs. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention! Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000. Call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Get it on. So nobody I can find watched the NFL season opener last night, but apparently Seattle did well.
Yeah, they laid the smackdown on Green Bay.
Yeah.
Was it a smackdown? I heard that they have a few issues to work out.
Seattle?
Yeah.
36-16, that's a pretty good whipping.
Yeah.
So,
this week, Sports World talking a lot about Michael Sam. He ended up signing with the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. Can we just talk about that for a little bit?
Which?
Uh-oh. Michael Sam.
Why?
Because when he got dropped, who did he get dropped by? The Rams?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Why are you laughing?
The Rams. That's just funny. Never mind.
But why did the coach have to give
I didn't even think of that. Nice going, Jennifer.
Why did the coach have to give an hour-long press conference talking about dropping him?
Oh, because everybody wants to know every little detail.
I mean, give me a break. Does he do an hour-long press conference and pull out his jacket and tie when he drops anybody else?
That's the thing of Michael Sam. He's a bigger celebrity than he is football player.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have to have all the details.
Overcompensation.
ESPN was asking about the shower reports.
Yeah.
Right. A week before, they were trying to make that into a story that was not a story.
Nothing. It wasn't. Yeah, there was no story there. So speaking of gays, this week... Federal.
What? Okay.
I'm so speaking of the gays,
man, you are smooth.
I am smooth.
Wow. I'm not really all you up and coming radio wannabes.
Listen to your uncle.
This is how you transition from one topic to another.
How to survive on a national radio program for 27 years?
Right.
Because you're smooth, smooth, smooth.
Okay. That's right.
So this federal judge this week upheld the ban in Louisiana on gay marriage. So somebody sent me an email because we didn't talk much about this. there have been 20 consecutive rulings overturning the bans in other states. So somebody said, how can the federal judge who works for the same country that all the other judges have worked for have a different point of view? The answer is simple. The state constitution in Louisiana is different than the state constitution in all the other states. Every state has a constitution. Remember how we got into this? Because the voting that took place, there was a referendum question. I don't even remember what the question was at this point. Kenny probably does, and he'll refresh my memory. But we went into great lengths to talk about why it was, and the Supreme Court upheld what the voters had voted on, because the state constitution, I think it was Minnesota or may have been Wisconsin, whatever, that's not important. What is important is that the Supreme Court recognized that the state constitution allowed for whatever it was that these people were voting on. It was Michigan and a ban on blacks in admissions. Wasn't that, don't I remember that to be?
Yes.
That? Yeah, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So the Supreme area is, oh, this is about having, this is about affirmative action. Bunkum! It wasn't about affirmative action at all. It was about what the state constitution of Michigan allowed voters to do. It allows them to vote on and overturn things that they don't appreciate or approve of.
You know what?
Simple, bottom line.
You forget the topic. Throw the issue out.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, Louisiana, for being the only state in these here United States that actually listens to its constituents. I don't care whether you vote for gay marriage or against gay marriage, but if your state votes one way or the other, and then it gets overruled by a court, by one person, by one judge who determines he doesn't like that ruling and it differently, it drives me crazy. If the people in your state vote overwhelmingly one way or the other, live with it.
All right. So now, because of that, though, Richie, the Supreme Court, as it begins its fall session, has been asked for the final ruling. You knew this was going to happen. And it probably won't be the final ruling, but 32 states have asked the Supreme Court to settle the issue once and for all. And so they're going to be asked whether they have the courage to take it on or not, because they can decide among themselves, well, we don't want to take this on. This is too... So let's find out what happens.
Yeah, we're seeing it happen more and more and more, where, and I firmly believe that in the next 30 to 40 years, each state will be so different from the next that people will move to the states based on their wants, likes, and needs, right?
Different.
So if you want to smoke pot, you're going to go to this one. If you want to live and be gay married, you're going to go to this one. If you want to lower taxes, you go to this one.
On the license plate.
If you want to live in a socialist society, you're going to go to this one.
Right. Massachusetts. Okay. Massachusetts.
Colorado already has the Mile High City.
Well, I was just there.
So here's what the Colorado smoke pot and live, or something like that can be the slogan.
They already have all the t-shirts. You go to the ski resorts, and it's like, I'm high, and then it shows the elevation and stuff like that.
So one of the couple of things on the more serious side before Jennifer does television report, the folks at NBC News in Baghdad say they have learned that Iraqi security forces supported by their air force, which is supported by us, have started an operation to rout out the bad guys, to go after and really get serious. They've gone to the northern city of Mosul, M-O-S-U-L, Mosul, Mosul-Tof. Anyway, they're trying to get rid of the ISIS guys, and they're...
I'm pretty sure that's not it.
...having a big... just the opposite.
Just going out on a limb here.
Right, yeah. Anyway, so that's what's going on today with the ISIS boys and girls. Meanwhile, back at the old familiar haunting ground of Al-Qaeda, it seems that and you could have predicted this, it kind of came out a couple of 3 weeks ago, when ISIS said, we're looking for attention. I mean, that's basically what they're saying. Al-Qaeda's gotten all this attention for all these years of being the big bad guys, and we want to be bigger and badder, so we're going to do all of these things, nasty things that they've been doing. And meanwhile...
Where is their money coming from?
Who? The ISIS? They broke into three banks. I got a hold of $3 billion in cash.
And allegedly have planes?
Well, they took over that airport.
Yeah, they're stealing.
Yeah, they're stealing.
They took the airport over in Syria. Okay, so now here's flash ahead or back to Al-Qaeda. Because they aren't getting a lot of attention, there is a video apparently floating around that suggests that some of the jets that are missing, they have, some of the Libyan jets they own, and they have flown them secretly to Mexico. Whether or not you believe this or not, that's the connection here now is to the city on the other side of El Paso, where the fort, the big army base there. We're heard on KTSM in El Paso, so I'm wondering if anybody there has the jitters, is worried, has some insight into what's going on, because the story is Al-Qaeda is planning to try to cross the border at El Ciudad Juarez, which over the river goes into El Paso, and they want to bring cars with bombs, trucks with bombs, anything they can get across, backpacks with bombs, and basically blow up as much of El Paso as they can. That's the way they get more attention than ISIS, because they want attention, again, in America. And because the anniversary of September 11th obviously comes up next Thursday, let's see if we can blow up as much of El Paso as possible.
Anybody that wanted a wall built in between the United States and Mexico, trust me, let one of these nutcases come over the border in a car bomb, and that 40-foot wall will be up in no time.
Yeah, but then they'll blow it up again. Yeah. They'll blow it up. They'll blow up whatever they... It's like...
They'll blow the wall up, and then
It actually isn't like anything. It's like nothing you have ever experienced or could possibly imagine, unless you've grown up in Israel or in Palestine, in that area of the world where they've had this experience over the years.
Otherwise, DHSs are unaware of any specific credible threat to the U.S. homeland from the terror network.
Tell that to the people who live in El Paso.
Exactly.
Right.
So here we go. I'm wondering, 888-302-3684 gets in touch with us. Anybody in El Paso wants to have not necessarily the last word on this, but what do we need to know? What do we not know about this Al-Qaeda jihad threat focused on El Paso? 888-302-3684. What?
Nobody's going to attack El Paso. They're just using it as a gateway into the country to get something else.
The suggestion has been that they will, in fact, blow up bombs in El Paso. And it would be a great place to start because of the fort that's there. So, anybody's going to blow up anything.
Well, it makes the West Coast feel more vulnerable than it ever has before.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a long ride across the desert from El Paso to the West Coast, I'll tell you that.
Not by flight.
Having done it. Well, they could go to Tucson and steal one of those planes that's at the... You know how many planes there are parked on the ground at the Pinnell airport where they store planes that aren't being used? There are about 340 planes, 747s, 767s, 727s. They're all sitting on the ground. You go over there and blow them.
The DHS spokesperson got a call from the Daily Mail online, the UK newspaper, investigative newspaper. He says, we're absolutely... he was so surprised at hearing this report. He's like, in Mexico? I haven't seen any of that at all.
Yeah, Bob's in El Paso. Quickie. Bob, what do you think? You worried or not?
No, we're not worried a bit. You're talking about bringing those guys across here in the most heavily armed city in the state of Texas?
So because everybody's got a gun in El Paso, they're going to blast them away.
Everybody's got 20 guns in El Paso.
Good for you. I want to move.
John's in El Paso, too. What do you think, John, of all this hoopla?
Well, honestly, the Fort Bliss... They had their security up for Labor Day weekend, and then after that, they went right back to, anybody can come on post. So if they are coming over the border, Fort Bliss isn't really scared about it. So
not worried about it, right?
Yeah, think about this. ISIS has to get through MS-13. They have to get through all of the cartels bringing drugs over. I mean, that is a... and then they have to get through the Border Patrol. Then they have to get through Fort Bliss. I mean, there's a lot of guns down there that they'll be fighting with.
All right. Well, the locals seem to not be worried about it very much. It didn't sound like that to me. Jennifer Horn, up next, television report on the Good Day program.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What if just a minute of your time could help grant a wish for a child with a life-threatening medical condition? Well, it can. During the month of September, Straight Talk Wireless is helping to raise $1 million for Make-A-Wish, one of the world's leading children's charities. And you have the power to help make more kids' wishes come true. The best part is, all it takes is a minute of your time. Just go to a participating Walmart this Saturday or any Saturday in September. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., take a Straight Talk Wireless demo, and Straight Talk will donate $1 towards our overall goal of $1 million to Make-A-Wish. That's it. Every dollar raised will be used to help grant wishes for kids in your community. Kids say wishes give them strength to fight their illness, and parents say these experiences help strengthen the entire family. Now that's wish power. So come on, head over to Walmart this Saturday and learn about Straight Talk. Use your wish power and help make more kids' wishes come true. Give a minute, help make a wish.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11-30-14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10-31-14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
All right, Jen is here with the report on Sean Hayes developing a sitcom.
Yeah, and Sean Hayes is actually kind of a genius. I don't know if you remember him. He was the sidekick on Will and Grace, but he's integral in producing Hot in Cleveland for TV Land. He's had several shows on NBC, and so he's really become, on the other side of the camera, a really big force in TV. Mm-hmm. And NBC's latest bright idea is to combat modern technologies to go old school. They're teaming up with Sean Hayes and his co-writer Chris Monahan for a new sitcom that would air live each week. The series called Hospitality would be a multi-camera comedy set in a Manhattan hotel and focuses on a staff that works there. In addition to the show airing live, even the commercial breaks would be live as well. So kind of a throwback to how TV used to be. I think it's kind of a fun idea. Pam Dauber, remember her? Mindy?
Pam Dauber, yeah.
What did I say?
Pam Dauber. She's cute. We like
Pam
her.
Pam Dauber.
But hasn't done anything since Mindy.
Well, she's planning an hour-long tribute to Robin Williams. It's going to air on PBS next week. It's called Robin Williams Remembered. The Pioneers of Television special will feature unseen clips from his final interview for Pioneers of Television, which aired in the past spring, as well as interviews with some of his other colleagues and obviously his former friends in the industry.
I would be really curious to watch that because she knew and worked with him when he was in his just wild
in
year.
His crazy prime, right? And Tuesday, September 9th is when that will be set to air on PBS. Now, tonight is the big Stand Up to Cancer telethon, marathon, that hits all the TV networks. ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and 26 cable networks will air the Katie Couric-helmed Stand Up to Cancer. It starts at 8 p.m. tonight. It raises money for cancer research. And the lineup this year includes The Who, Jennifer Hudson, Common, Ariana Grande, Dave Matthews. They're all scheduled to perform along with Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, John Hamm, Eric Stone Street, and many more. NBC also has another weight loss show. You know, The Biggest Loser works very well for that channel. So now they've given a cast contingent series order to The Weight for Love, which puts a new twist on a weight loss competition. It takes couples that are overweight together. It separates them for a long period of time so that they can regain their health, and then they reunite. Emotional reveal.
All right, so do we have a... We don't have a... I was thinking in the television report... We could hear some of the early stuff, but these cuts are all too long of Joan Rivers. I wanted to hear her. Maybe we'll do that in the next hour if we can, when she was on with Johnny Carson, when he actually liked her. A lot of people talking about the passing of Joan Rivers and what an icon she was on television, for sure. And you can pay tribute if you want. Read some of the tributes in the story we have posted in the Doug Steffen What's New department at DougSteffen.com. In fact, 51 after.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yes. 53 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. All of us in the troop here, Kenny and Richie and Jennifer, all like to travel. Kenny had a nice trip a week or so ago to Texas, and Richie had a nice trip to Denver, and Jennifer had a nice trip to Hawaii. I'm going to Cleveland tomorrow. What does that tell you about who's traveling where? And I wonder, during this time of year, school gets started, how many of you are taking your children out of school to take a trip? There are parents who are doing this. I don't quite understand when school gets started how people do this or why they do it. We're going to consult with Cindy Richards, who is a Pulitzer Prize winning, she was nominated. I think, Cindy, you should have won, by the way. And who do I call about
thank
that?
You.
Who do I talk to about you not winning the Pulitzer Prize? Who do I call?
I have no idea.
Can I call the president?
Yes,
yeah, let's call Pulitzer. Anyway, she's the editor-in-chief for TravelingMom.com. Isn't there a song? Ricky Nelson did a song about you.
TravelingMan.com.
TravelingMom. She's been at Chicago's two major newspapers writing about travel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, let's talk about what parents... Do both parents usually make these decisions, or do the mothers make the decisions about taking trips with the children? I always wonder, mothers or women are making most of the decisions on spending money, so are they making these decisions too?
Well, it's true, and they plan most of the vacations and that sort of thing. But, you know, the thing about taking your kids out of school to travel is once kids are back in school, that's when the prices drop, and that's when you can afford a lot more travel. So that's why families do it. It's not because they don't want their kids to be in school. It's because they have an opportunity for a terrific trip when the kids are back in school. My thing is that travel is educational, just as being in the classroom is educational. Mm-hmm. And I never recommend that parents do it if their kids are struggling in school, of course. But if your kids are doing well, it's not probably going to hurt them if you take them out on a Friday and a Monday so you can get a four-day weekend. Or, you know, you add a little extra day to a three-day holiday. Or even, you know, if you take them out for a whole week. Mm-hmm. We took our kids. It gets harder the older they are because, you know, once they get into high school, the demands on them educationally are really tough and the classes can move pretty quick. So my kids resisted getting out of school once they were in high school and didn't want to do it anymore. But when they were in grammar school, even through middle school, my kids, you know, were bright and got good grades, and I always talked to the teachers, and I always talked to the administrators, and I said, if this ever becomes a problem, let me know.
Yeah, Cindy, we've done the same thing. I have two kids, one in the first grade, one in the fifth grade, and we've always consulted with their teachers before we go. We try to get their work ahead of time so that they can do some of the work while on vacation, because it is cheaper, and it is, we do, you know, go away out of the country for Christmas or whatever it is. And so if you can get the work ahead of time, and if your kid is not falling behind already, we've found that it works out well. The only dilemma is at the end of the report card period, when we see the 5 days missing for the vacation, plus a couple of days that they were sick or whatever it is, and now all of a sudden you get into a little bit of a bad thing. So if your kids get sick a lot, then you might have to take that into consideration, because they're going to be missing 10 or 12 days.
Well, but she said report card period. Good students, and if you're sick a lot, not likely you're going to be a good student. In a sense.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, your kid's education comes first, right? So if your kid is struggling,
well, you know,
school,
but the problem,
for
you
whatever
just,
reason.
But Cindy, you said we only have a few seconds left here. One of the things you said that was most worth a focus is that this is an educational opportunity. This is the same sort of thing as having school on Columbus Day, let's say, or Veterans Day, when you can actually learn and focus on why it's important. We have many areas of our country that are historically extraordinarily significant.
We took our kids to the Panama Canal one year.
Yeah.
Took them out of school.
Absolutely. That's fabulous. Yeah. And you get them to write a paper about it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you get the kids to do a little research ahead of time, and they decide part of what you should be doing. Mm. It can be and it's always a great family bonding experience, right?
All right. So at Traveling Mom, at TravelingMom.com, TravelingMom.com, do you suggest places to go to buy these trips? Are there things you have to put together? Are there tours put together that's all-inclusive? How do you do this?
There is anything you want to do as a family. You can do budget trips that, you know, you go and stay with relatives and do the history things in their neighborhood. Everything up to, you know, luxury all-inclusive trips that you can take and have. I just talked with a guy who took his kids and they did Peru.
All right. So go to TravelingMom.com and check out the opportunity.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.
$23.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.